Your guys, you played the kind of hockeys if you were needed every victory at the end to win all out.
Well, I've been saying it for a while. That's the way our guys have been playing. We haven't got the, you know, the breaks or the results that we honestly really deserve in our performance in the last, you know, 3-4 weeks. And so it's unfortunate because, you know, really proud of the guys, the way they've been battling, playing hard and playing well. You know, when it does change, they're going to get rewarded and it'll pay off somewhere along the line.
Must have been happy with the way your team killed penalties tonight.
Well, we had to. You know, when you get 6 penalties to 1, you know, that's a big difference of a game.
What did you think of Justin Faulk's play? He was up in the top of the minutes for your team. And
well, he's a good. He's a very good young hockey player, and he's, you know, he was a big loss for us this year when he got hurt. So I think people are getting to see him a little bit more now and seeing what he brings to our hockey club. You know, he's out there in all key situations, offensively, defensively. He can play against all the top lines, and for a young kid at that position, he's a pretty special player.
What did you say to your team during the timeout? Because it obviously worked. You guys were able to tie it up there in the third quarter.
Well, it was more of a combination that we knew who we were going to go out and use, and they looked a little tired, so we kind of used it to draw up a play and then also give the guys a chance to rest that we're going to go with last little 2 minutes with there. So, you know, sometimes you draw it up, it doesn't work. Sometimes it does, but it was more a combination of the rest and, you know, create some, you know, offensive ideas that, you know, happen to work.
What are you seeing from your club that you want to build upon for next year, these last few years?
Honestly, it's almost like the whole stretch of the whole season. I mean, if you really want to dissect it, we're all along in first, and everything was great until we got the, you know, key injuries to Cam and all that. And what I'm most happy about is our guys have not dropped their energy or their competitive level or anything. And even though this is not playoffs, you know, right now it's pretty darn close. And the way they're coming out and performing and competing and playing in it, I think that's a real great experience for our core group of guys. And it's a good challenge for them.
Thanks, Coach. Okay. What's your question for Kirk?
If you asked the Winnipeg Jets, they would never think, and certainly this crowd wouldn't think, that you're a 14th or 13th place in the conference. You look at road beaters every time you play this club. Is it the building? You get up for this team? Or is that really the effort you've seen a lot of nights with your guys?
No, we play like that every night. We really do. You could go on paper and check out the teams. I mean, we generally out-chance and out-shoot most opponents. And I said this before, like, that is how we've been consistently playing since the beginning of the year.
Has it almost turned into, like, with the injuries and, you know, as you said, bad balance, is it almost into a proxy rebuilding year? Just to kind of reevaluate some what you have in the system and what you can work with?
Yeah. I mean, we've used, I don't know how many guys from Charlotte now and how many guys have played the first NHL games this year. And, I mean, it's been a test for the whole our depth of both teams and that. I mean, we've brought up Murphy from Kitchener Rangers one game because of, you know, 3 or 4 D injured at one time. I would call a spade, but I mean, the way we played tonight is the way we played over the last 14, 15 games, and we probably only picked up, about four or five points, and yet we probably had about 3 games in there that we probably, you know, didn't feel we played at that level that you saw tonight.
Well, and then you walk into a room, and I guess you have to continue to tell the guys, you guys were that close, it was a bounce here, bounce there, and that might sound like a snow job sometimes, except that with this club, they got to start believing that they're very close, and that's just the difference in this league sometimes.
Let's be honest, I mean, loss of Cam was a big that's when things turned, and we lost Faulk. So you take any team, you just look at it right now with the shortened season, you know, we lost our, you know, Ellis got hurt, so we, you know, so our top two goalies got hurt, Faulk went down, Pickenham went down, that's our top 2D, we lost Skinner, so our injuries is what really we just weren't able to get around it. You know, we're missing Skinner tonight, and I mean, it's New Jersey, you know, loses Kovachuk. All the teams, Nashville lost forwards. It's really tough in this shortened season, and it sounds like you're making excuses, but we just couldn't get through it.
The rally is really two or three teams that really can overcome that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're, like I say, you know, we we play hard, and I don't think we play any different now than when we were leading the division. And the only thing, like I say, is, you know, we don't always get that key save, and, you know, so the team becomes a little fragile, and you know, lots of times we outshoot teams 15-5 on an average of the first period, and you walk away up a goal or whatever, or down one, and that's tough on a team, but. In the big picture, they're learning. They've stayed with it. They're growing as a core group, guys. And the exciting thing is our core is pretty darn good, you know. And so we're obviously frustrated where we are in the standings, but we're going to be a better team for it. And in the big picture, I think we'll be in good shape.
Appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah.